This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Newly elected Missouri GOP Chair Ed Martin says Republicans need to raise more money if they hope to compete with Democrats in the state. He spoke with Chris McDaniel to outline how he plans to improve the party.
Martin narrowly ousted former Chair David Cole on Saturday. Many speculate it was because of the GOP's poor performance in statewide races, where the party lost 5 out of the 6 races. Martin says those losses were due to one thing.
We found ourselves at a disadvantage as a party because of being vastly outspent by, you know, tens of millions of dollars total.
A chief responsibility of the chair is to fundraise, which Martin says he's well-suited to do. The Missouri Democratic Party, however, wasted no time before criticizing the new chair, calling him an extremist. Chris McDaniel, Beyond November.
The Missouri Supreme Court has overturned the murder conviction of a man who had been sentenced to life in prison for the 1990 slaying of a woman on a neighboring farm. The state's high court ruled Tuesday that prosecutors withheld evidence that could have helped Mark Woodworth defend himself against accusations that he killed Catherine Robertson in her home in Chillicothe and assaulted her husband. The court ordered Woodworth to be released from prison unless prosecutors decide to retry him. Woodworth's attorneys say his conviction was tainted by prosecutors' failure to turn over copies of letters that cast doubt on his guilt, as well as other evidence that would have benefited the defense. U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler opened the doors to her new office in Columbia today. Dozens of supporters showed up to welcome the Republican congresswoman to the South Columbia location. Though this is Hartzler's second term in Congress, this is the first time she will be representing Boone County. That's because of redistricting that occurred after Missouri lost a spot in the House because of the state's dip in population. As a new member of the House Budget Committee, Hartzler highlighted her focus to cut federal spending in programs like Medicare and Social Security.
But also looking at even things like the Farm Bill, we cut direct subsidies for that, and we're going to continue to cut other farm programs. But all aspects of governments have areas that we can cut and return a lot of the authority back to the states.
The Congresswoman also expressed disapproval of President Barack Obama's nomination of former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel as the defense secretary.
I have a lot of concerns with statements that he has made and some of his past votes, and I'm a very big supporter of Israel and think it's very smart of us as to have a strategic alliance with the number one democracy in the Middle East. And so I do not support his confirmation and think we can do better.
Hartzler, who does not have a vote on the nomination, says she plans on making her opinion known to U.S. senators who will vote. The National Weather Service says 2012 was the warmest year on record in St. Louis and Columbia. St. Louis recorded an average temperature of 61.2 degrees for last year, beating the previous mark set in 1921. In Columbia, the average temperature of 59.4 degrees topped the 1938 record. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.